Welcome to our Worldwide Network for Success, WWYNS, your dedicated business radio station. The mission of our station is to help you learn how successful managers and business owners direct their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. And now, here is your host, Joe Camara.
Whether you're a professional, a business owner, or a high-level manager, our goal with each program is to provide you with at least one actionable idea you can implement immediately to build your success in business. Today, our focus is on revolutionizing the value of the products and services you sell, and we're going to be talking about product service packaging. I guess the key question is, what is product service packaging? It's not a term that you might find in most of the literature, because it's an idea that CTF has invented. Basically, it's a simple idea and somewhat revolutionary. Think about this. If you were to research what a product-oriented company spends on designing a package, they spend a fair amount of money to catch your eye and place it on a retail shelf. Well, the same question can be applied to a service business. How much money does a service business spend on packaging its services? Well, we think not very much. Second of all, think about most companies that are product oriented probably have services, maybe repair services, maybe support services, supply services that go along with the delivery of their product. Sure, they may deliver products, but somebody's got to provide the service with inside the company to help you get those additional things that the company provides. Well, think about the other hand. What does a service company do? Well, basically they provide services, but don't they often provide products? Things like manuals or training programs or things that are somewhat tangible that, like maybe supplies, that go along with the delivery of the service? Well, the key idea here is we think that both product-oriented companies provide services and service-oriented companies provide products. So therefore, the idea of product slash service. Now, what about packaging? Well, we think, certainly product-oriented companies know about packaging. We think service-oriented companies ought to know about packaging. So the basic idea is, and the topic is, product service packaging. And we know that, because we use this concept with all of our customers, that companies can benefit greatly from thinking about how to package both products and services together. Let's take a specific example. Car companies, I'm talking about dealerships now, they sell you a car, whether it's new or used. Shouldn't they also try to bundle in for customers who want or need that service, repair, maintenance, oil changes, other things that are designed to provide support services for that purchase? Well, we see some car companies doing this, especially the Japanese upper-end car companies are focused on keeping a customer who buys a high-end car happy and satisfied by making it easy to get service. Other car companies on the lower end may simply be providing oil changes. That's a great beginning step, but we think if they thought more about how to package a greater bundle of their services together, either in the price or as something that a customer could buy, and we know they try to sell service warranties or guarantees, but that's really not what we're talking about. We're talking about actually providing services that a customer wants and needs. And so another key factor in this idea of packaging is not just packaging what you think a customer wants, but by doing a little bit of research, investigation, understanding what packages customers do want, then you've got an opportunity that's going to set your company apart from other companies. What's the bottom line benefit of doing this? Well, think about this. If you are just selling a product or a service, sure, there may be a range of products and services you can provide to the customer. But let's add this idea of packaging in. You can now, by packaging things that have high value for your customer, and you can organize your company around providing those high value services in a package that's streamlined in the way you deliver those packages, both you and the customer should win. The customer gets a high value of something they want and need, and you, by designing your program and streamlining it so that you provide good value to your customer in an efficient way, you should be able to make better profit margins. And so we think, and we advocate, having at least three levels of packages, all based on this simple principle. A low-end package to provide more than a customer can get from a typical low-end package, for instance, buying a car, to moderate-end packages and high-end packages. The moderate package has more services built in than the low-end package, but it includes all the low-end services. It includes all the low-end products. But what we're doing is now we're leveraging the mechanisms that we've created to improve our profitability and give the customer better value, thereby creating ourselves for ourselves and our companies a better competitive advantage, a more competitive company, because you're providing things that your competitors are not, and you're giving better value to your customers. Another question we need to address, well, is this a fixed package? Well, it can be. You can decide that there's just one type of package. But if you're willing and flexible enough, or if you've designed your system to be as effective and efficient as possible, then within a package, you can even tailor-make the package. So think of buying a suit. They package in the tailoring mechanism. Well, the tailor adjusts a standard suit to your particular body needs. Whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't make any difference. However, once you buy the suit that you've selected from a limited range of clothing or pattern options, you make that decision. But then they tailor make it to fit your particular needs. And since that's the tailor's job, they know how to do that efficiently and effectively and cost effectively for your company. So that's the idea. Have at least three range of packages, low, medium, and high, and various levels of flexibility within each package. It appears to us that, and based on our experience, the higher-end packages can afford you more flexibility, and so you may build that into your selling mechanism. Start on the high end, tailor-make your package, package in as much as you and your customer can possibly want or need, and find a way to make it as attractive as possible to your customer to buy. We believe that computer companies, resellers now, retailers, are doing this very effectively in the hardware end. They're packaging together various kinds of chips, printers, monitors, and so on, to provide the best value for the customer. The thing they're not packaging in much is the services, repair, supply, training, and by doing that, the typical retail company providing computers can further differentiate itself in the market, provide its customers with better value, and also gain a competitive advantage against companies that are simply selling boxes and products. Okay, so let's say that you buy the concept and you think it might work in your situation. Who and what will it have impact on? Well, not only will it have impact on the way you do your business, because you're going to have to worry about streamlining the delivery of the product service package we're talking about, but it's going to have strategic importance for the way you operate your company. You're going to promote these packages, just as the retailers are doing with their computers. You're going to promote these packages and draw customers in who are telling you that that's what they want. So you're also going to have strategic marketing advantages because you're going to be able to promote packages that others are not if you're streamlined. As far as selling goes, and our approach is, instead of trying to sell add-ons, starting with a base product or service, and then adding on the elements that a customer wants, which we, in our experience and in our own personal experience, tells us that customers are resistant to. You buy a basic car, and now you have to add power steering and power brakes and a warranty, extended warranty, whatever it happens to be, you're adding on dollars, and customers are resistant to this. So car companies have gone to the direction of packaging things together, power packages, trim packages, interior light packages, and so on. And so the idea is you buy the whole package. By buying the package, you may get more than you want, but it usually is less expensive to buy the whole package than it would be to buy the separate elements. So this is the basic idea. Now we want to focus on which end of the market to sell to. Do we want to sell to the upper end of the market, the middle end of the market, or the lower end of the market? And you should be able to do that by effective analysis of what your customers' wants and needs are, and we'll talk more about that shortly.
More than ever, it's important to take a systematic approach to achieve your business and personal goals. Consulting Task Force's Network for Success is a program that provides the contacts, knowledge, and skills you need today and beyond. Earn a 5-to-1 return from your investment in Network for Success through more than 800 introductions to key business decision makers and 250 training and educational opportunities on advanced and timely issues important to the growth of your business. Take advantage of face-to-face contacts, personal referrals, and bottom-line ideas on every functional area of business. For a short time, $99 can buy you a 12-month Network for Success membership. Call CTF at 634-7013 for information. 634-7013. Ask about the guarantee. Call 634-7013.
We're talking about product service packaging and how to revolutionize the value of the products and services you sell, and we'll be right back.
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Square. The Square designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your Network for Success are to 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS Squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586, 575-737-8586, or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing in to our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.network4success.com for more details. That's network, the number 4, success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6.
Before we took a break, we were talking about the value that this can provide to your company. We talked about its strategic value, both from an advertising and marketing point of view as well as from a selling point of view. Let's think about from the selling point of view. What will this allow you to do if you're selling a package that compares favorably with your competition's package? We expect that you'll be able to have a more favorable price. And since price seems to be a big issue in at least 30 to 40% of most customers when they are buying something, then you'll at least have a price advantage about something to talk about, especially if you use this flexibility idea. When we talked about pricing and being able to remove elements or items that a customer does not want or need, this provides you with an advantage that somebody who's providing a comparable package may not be designed to do. So what does this require? You need to understand the costing mechanism that you have for your packages, so you'll know what you can negotiate away and what you cannot. So we are setting a situation up where you and a customer can sit down and decide what they want in the package and what they don't want, tailor make it, and if necessary, you can also negotiate with that customer to get them and you the best deal possible. You may not want to be able to give away certain elements of the package, or I don't mean give away, take out of that package certain elements, because you know that those are high margin items that will make the value of the package very high. And if a customer doesn't want those, maybe they need to step down a package, and you need to focus on the difference between the high-end package and the low-end package with your customer in terms of what their expectations and needs are. So this is a needs-based selling approach. It's also dependent on understanding your business's costs of each of the elements of the package and how you can organize them to give your customer the best value and give your company the best value in terms of making sales. Okay, so let's assume you buy our argument and you want to get started. What do you do first? Well, what we recommend is starting to think about your basic low-end package. The key question is, what is the basic unit of an item that you sell that includes both a product and a service? By understanding that, you can then build on the packages. The next step is to understand what your customers want in the next level of package. You already know what the basic level is, and you should have some reasonably good idea of what percentage of customers buy that low-end basic package. You should also know what the next level of purchase might be. Customers may already be telling you what they want to buy. So the automobile companies, I'm sure, have a very good idea of which packages are the most saleable based on what customers and dealers order. So is that the next level of package? Well, in the customer of the in the automobile situation, the automobile dealers are selling mostly product packages. So now what can they add that customers want in the service side? And that can be done by doing a little bit of market research, either in the sales process or in the after-sale process by asking customers, if you'd had the opportunity to buy the following three things for X number of dollars, is this something you might have purchased? Another thing you need to be thinking about beyond this basic sale and customer research, market research approach, is to think about the benefits that the services provide. Because we don't simply want to sell based on cost if we can avoid it. We want to sell based on value. And so we need to understand not only what the customer might be willing to pay, but what the customer perceives the value of that service or product to be that would be added on to your basic package. And so we need to understand and ask a lot of questions of customers, and maybe small groups of customers, to get a clear understanding of how they value the addition of a product or service, not just what they value the cost of it to be. So what are the basic questions we need to address? Well, we need to list all of the products in our basic package. We need to list all the benefits that those basic products provide, and then we need to understand the value that those basic products have. We need to, on the counterpart side of the services end, do exactly the same thing. List all the services, list all the benefits of those services, and then understand the value of those services to our customers. Then we can make intelligent decisions about how to package those. And if we're trying to build the highest value packages, we know that we can do this based on the responses we've got to our questionnaire. What has the most value? If we don't want to just provide the greatest value, but we want to provide a mix of values, something that we can add and subtract from based on our approach to selling, and it's obviously something you're going to have to decide in your business, then your mix of values may simply not be the greatest high-value products and services that are packaged together. You may have a mix of them, and so instead of having just three levels of packages, you may have four or five. It really depends on the way you want to operate your business and what kind of flexibility you want to give to your customers and what kinds of profit margins you're looking for. So what kinds of companies will this work for? Well, over the last 10 years we've been using this idea, we've used it for all different kinds of companies. Computer companies, health clubs, suppliers and distributors, service companies like our own. We obviously use it in our own business. And so we don't see it limited to any particular type of business. If you have a business that needs to provide some services and some products and any particular kind of mix, then this concept has some value to you. One of the things we found of interest in one particular company, a somewhat service-oriented company, there were two divisions. They viewed the way that they sold to have two basic products in their services division. One was a high-end product, and one was to have a basic unit product, and there wasn't much in between. Well, by working with this company and helping them understand the idea and how to think about how to package things together, we're now helping them migrate toward a middle value package so that customers don't have a choice between either just the high-end package or the low-end package. Conversely, in the other part of their business, which was more product-oriented, they were selling a lot of items at the basic low end, a few items at the middle end, and not very many items at the high end. And their goal is not to sell just low-end products. So their business goal now is to change their mix of sales to be just the reverse. Have more items packaged at the lower end, basic units that people can buy, and sell fewer of those than they want to sell the middle level of products, thereby increasing and improving their profitability, and changing the number from being a high number on the low end to now selling a higher number of high-end products. And by understanding this, this has helped them understand both how to achieve their strategic plan, which is to improve their profitability and their total revenues, and to change the mix of products and services that they have so that customers have more choices in the middle for the services end of the company and more choices on the high end so that somebody can buy a better value package. If all of this is not perfectly clear and it's much easier to do with diagrams, you might want to join us at our Friday briefing. We're going to be focusing on product service packaging and handing out some materials and things that you can take with you to read. Also, if you would like to order some worksheets, we have worksheets that you can use. Please give us a call at 634-7013 and ask us for the worksheets. That's 634-7013. Another question you might want to address is who should be involved in this process? This can be easily a top-down process, or it can certainly involve not only the top management, but the middle and lower level management, and possibly employees as well. But we believe that this is a strategic planning tool that the top executives in your company might want to start using. However, if you are a manager, and we have this discussion many times with other prospects and customers and consultants about whether a middle-level or low-level manager can use this concept profitably. As long as you have some flexibility to design the packages within the nature of your business and understand whatever costs are related to those, we believe that you can implement this concept very easily. There's no one best way to do it. As in most situations, there are a lot of various alternatives, and you simply need to understand the concept and look for ways to start applying it in the particular nature of your business, whether it's a product-oriented business or a predominantly service-oriented business. By thinking about how to product service package, we know you'll improve the nature of the thinking about how to deliver high-value products and services to your customers. Today we're talking about product service packaging, about how to revolutionize the value of the products and services you sell, and we'll be back right after these messages.
YNS is a full-service integrated marketing services firm. We develop and deliver a sophisticated, custom-made system called Integrated Marketing Squared. The Squared designation results from the marriage between a highly successful legacy system and the digital world's many free marketing tools. This marriage produces exponential results for our customers. YNS helps our customers get the IMS Squared benefits and the most valuable marketing system they will ever use. The goals of your network for success are to, 1, provide you with up to a 10-to-1 return on your marketing investments, 2, enable you to achieve better marketing results and sales results for less, 3, get the IMS Squared benefits, and 4, the bottom line is to help your customers build their business. To talk to us personally, call 575-RESULT-6. That's 575-RESULT-6, or in numbers, 575-737-8586. 575-737-8586. Or visit us on the web at www.network4success.com.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.network4success.com for more detail. That's network4success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6.
Welcome back to Your Network for Success. Today we're talking about product service packaging, how to revolutionize the value of the products and services you sell. Did you know that cassette copies of all of our programs are available to interested listeners free of charge? Simply call Consulting Task Force at 634-7013 and specify the date and the title of the topic, and we'll be glad to send you your free copy. Call us at 634-7013. One of the things that we've been talking about is this idea that you can revolutionize the value of the products and services you sell. To some degree, that may be media hype, simply an over-exaggeration. We look to evolutionize rather than revolutionize things in our customers' business. And so you can adapt or adopt this concept very easily in your business without revolutionizing it. We think long-term, it certainly can have a revolutionary impact on your business, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the case. You can start with small segments of activities in your business and simply evolve into this product service packaging idea in a much more natural fashion by using things one piece at a time. Well, let's summarize. The idea came about by thinking about the investment that product-oriented companies make in packaging and the insight that service-oriented companies need to do the same thing. We also realized that product and service-oriented companies have elements of the other in their basic business activities. So a product-oriented company has services, a service-oriented company has products. And by packaging these together, we can create a strategic advantage for our company, first because it's clear to us how we're going to package those things together, and second of all, we're focused on getting both our business and our customers greater value by buying packages that they want and need, rather than by simply delivering what we've organizationally been designed to deliver in terms of either products or services. And finally, by thinking about these various levels of packages, we can alter the mix that we provide to our customers so that we know and can track which kinds of packages they're buying and what our profitability for those packages is. And we can research, based on our customers' conversations with us, about their perception of the value that they're getting, and we can continue to build on their perceptions, which is obviously something that's going to cause us to do more business with similar kinds of customers. Also, by being flexible, we can then tailor-make packages specifically to our customers' needs within those package boundaries. You'll have to decide what those boundaries are based on the nature of your company. And finally, this idea will work with any level of company, with any level of product service packaging. It does not need to encompass your whole company. It can start in a small way and evolve into affecting the way your company does business across the board. But it's certainly an opportunity if you have some elements of both products and service packaging currently and are just not viewing the value of it as strongly as we would like you to think about, then this may be something that will help you increase what you deliver to your customers. And finally, if you're interested in this concept and want to join us at our executive briefing on Friday, simply give us a call at 634-7013. We've been talking about product service packaging and how to revolutionize the value of the products you sell. We'd like to thank you for joining us. For those of you dedicated to building your financial and business success, Consulting Task Force and its sponsors provide cassette tapes and personal contact events, all focused on the guests and topics on your network for success. Our listeners can tell you that not taking advantage of these opportunities is probably costing you money. To learn more, contact Consulting Task Force 24 hours a day at 634-7013. That's 634-7013.
Remember, you have an opportunity to listen to this program via podcast by signing into our website and signing up as a member of YNS. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.networkforsuccess.com for more detail. That's network, the number four, success.com. If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 at any time, day or night. That is 575-RESULT-6. Thank you for joining us. If your business or organization is looking for an expert to present important information about supply chain optimizers, call WWYNS Speakers Bureau for a free referral. We hope you got at least one bottom line idea as a result of listening to Jack and Pooja. Our program, The Leading Edge of Supply Chain Management, was brought to you by Supply Chain Optimizers. SCO is a logistics company known for providing personalized, end-to-end cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving the hundreds of opportunities firms have hidden within their supply chain activities. If you want to download 15-minute segment podcasts of this program, simply go to www.networkforsuccess.com. That's network, the number four, success.com. This program was produced and directed by Your Network for Success and is copyrighted as of March 11th, 2013.